104.9 The Morning X, 620. It's Lori and Kev joining us now from footballabsurdity.com. It is Waleed Ismail. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So have you finished burning all your Nike gear yet?
Oh, God. That cracks me up. People have feelings. They have real strong feelings. I don't know that, I sometimes envy the amount of rage people can feel over anything that, like, just, that they don't agree with, and then they're just setting things on fire.
Their own stuff that they paid for, they're destroying it.
I worry that I just don't care enough anymore. Like, how come I don't get mad about things? How come I don't burn shoes?
Well, you know what? It's like social media has numbed us to the pain of life, I think. Everything is a complaint now, so we're just kind of experiencing things in a numb, feelingless void.
I mean, I care about things. Like, I don't like oatmeal raisin cookies, but if someone had one, I wouldn't light it on fire.
You'd probably still eat it anyways, because there might be a chocolate chip buried in there.
No.
In case you're not up to speed, Colin Kaepernick, who, of course, was known for kneeling during the national anthem and angered a lot of people, has now been put in a Nike campaign. So now people are destroying the Nike gear that they already owned and are now boycotting Nike. But the cutting off of the swoosh on your socks, just, it's hilarious to me, because you showed them, right?
My favorite thing is the person who took non-Nike apparel and added a swoosh to show solidarity.
Oh, that's funny.
But that is the least effort amount of doing it, because they don't actually have enough. They won't actually show solidarity by buying Nike. Let's not get out of hand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we stand by Nike, but we're not going to spend money on it.
I will invest in a magic marker. That's about it.
There we go.
Waleed, week one of NFL football, and if I'm not mistaken, this is year 100 for the NFL.
I can't contradict that. I don't... Maybe?
A century of football.
I'm going to say yes, you're right, because I don't know any better.
Well, good. I'll say that I knew more than you on this one.
That's cool. Enjoy it while you can.
Actually, I'm going to give myself an applause break.
Football absurdity holds to the philosophy that we are all idiots. Well, all experts are idiots pretending to be experts.
It is football absurdity, after all. Yeah. So, week one, Bears and Packers, what do you see happening?
Oh, I don't know. I have hope for the first time in a very long time. And I think you already know why, because I was messaging you when it happened.
Yes, Khalil Mack joining the defense.
That is a game changer for the Chicago Bears. Now, I'm not sure if he's getting in here quickly enough to make a real impact, but the interesting thing about the Chicago Bears team is, like, I think most experts across the country will tell you the Packers are going to win that game, but I'm not sure, because I think both of these teams are going to look a lot more different than we think they are. On the Packers side of the ball, they have their new coach, the defensive coordinator, Patine. I feel like he's going to be a significant improvement compared to their previous defensive coordinator, who before it was just Aaron Rodgers pretty much leading that team. If they actually have a functioning defense, they're a scary team to look at. And on the Chicago side of the football, you have everything feels different. I mean, the Khalil Mack trade. Last year, the Bears were 10th in total yards defensively that they gave up, 9th in points allowed, 7th in sacks. And they took the weakest part of their defense and added arguably the best defensive player in football. I think the stat I was told was in 2016, the Bears had 74 pressures total as a team. Khalil Mack in 2016 had 100 by himself.
Insane. Like, this guy's insane.
He is a game changer. And, I mean, I generally hold it a philosophy. If you hit a quarterback enough, they're going to do poorly. And Khalil Mack is really good at hitting quarterbacks. And he's going to make the rest of the team better at hitting quarterbacks. So
do you think, let me ask you this, do you think the draft picks that we gave up, the kind of future that we gave up to get Khalil Mack was worth the investment?
Oh, absolutely. And I think some people are gun-shy because they remember the last time we gave up two first-round picks, it was for Jay Cutler.
Yep, I had flashbacks.
Yeah, people are like, oh, God, Jay Cutler. But when we were trading for Jay Cutler, we were hoping that he could become a franchise quarterback. And he was, I mean, he had a long NFL career. He wasn't a terrible player. If Khalil Mack is Jay Cutler good, that's not a terrible trade. But the thing is, we're not getting potential. We're getting a man who's already been the defensive player of the year in football, who's a three-time Pro Bowler, who's an All-Pro. We're getting a guy who is already at the top of his career, entering the prime of his career. What were the last like picks? Kevin White's? Like, that was the draft pick like from a few years ago, who hasn't even stayed on the field. Draft picks are lottery picks.
Right.
I mean, like, it's nice to keep having a couple of scratch-off tickets, but give me found money every time.
Does this put the Bears in contention for the NFC North?
I think it does. Personally, I thought the Bears were going to be a lot better than people thought they were. I don't know if that just is because I'm a homer, but also because like I just like the changes they made on offense. Their defense, like I said, they were a top 10 defense in so many metrics. But their offensive side, their offense last year was abysmal. It was just awful. It was painful to watch. Mm-hmm. And just by virtue of having a play caller who doesn't suck, I thought would help the Bears. And on top of that, like I think that if Mitch Trubisky is what we think Mitch Trubisky will be, then, or at least what Nagy in Pace think he'll be, the Bears could be real good.
That's what we'd like to hear.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. It's been a while since we really had hope.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right, though. Week one usually is very good at taking all of that away.
Yes, so. It is. Especially at Lambeau Field. Especially, yeah. For sure. So, listen, fantasy football, of course, you can get tips for fantasy football at footballabsurdity.com. Who do you play? Who do you sit this week?
Well, that's a very vague question. I would say, if you drafted someone at the top of your draft, like that quarterback you got, one of those first two running backs, those are the guys you play. At this point, everyone you guessed on, you should probably trust that you guessed was going to be good. We don't really have any information yet. We all like to pretend we do, but until that first game comes, we don't have a real clear idea of how a lot of these teams are going to look. So
we talked about this.
Just trust what your gut told you at the beginning of the year. If the first two running backs you took in your fantasy draft are the guys you took, those are the guys who should play.
Okay.
I'm giving you a vague answer for a vague question.
Oh, thank you very much. We talked about this a little bit off the air. Does Lori make a good strategy when she picks people based on butts?
Well, it's not just butts. I also pick names that I like. Players from teams that I like.
Right, you chose Riddick because he's got Dick in his name, and we were talking about inappropriate last names.
Uh-huh. I also picked Howard from the Bears because last year he totally killed it on my fantasy football league. I also picked Rob Gronkowski because he has a cute butt.
That is a dangerous strategy. I personally like to take players who are butts. Because I feel like the worse a person you are, the better you're going to be at football.
I see. Well, if you, you haven't been in the studio in a while, Waleed, but if you would look here, I do have a trophy that says Best Draft Strategy awarded to Mawa during fantasy football last year. Sounds like a participation trophy now that I talk about it.
You know,
so you stole this from a person named Mawa? Is that what you're saying?
No, me, Waleed,
okay,
me.
Sorry, I only speak English.
Yeah, Lori's French pronunciation isn't exactly on par when she says Mawa. That's not exactly how you're supposed to say that. But that's good. Listen, we appreciate you jumping on and talking football with us. Footballabsurdity.com is the website. You can be found on the tweets at I am the Waleed. That's Waleed, right?
That is correct.
Thanks so much for joining us once again, my friend. We hope to talk to you next week.
All right, thank you guys. It was great. Great being black. Great being back, I should say.
It's great being black too.
Yeah, they're both wonderful things. I'll try to get in studio soon. Sorry, just making that trip out there is hard.
Well, yeah, we understand. We do it every day. So, thanks, man. We miss your hair. Come back soon. It's 104.9 The Morning X.